Hello, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. This is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. And I'm joined by my friend Vanessa.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vanessa Martinez, the newbie here, starting season 5 with fresh eyes.
With fresh eyes, yes. So this is the 102nd episode, the one with the Kip. It premiered October 29th, 1998, with 25.9 million viewers. Vanessa, what happened? Who is Kip?
So in this episode, Ross tells Rachel the one condition to make his marriage work. Monica and Chandler go on a weekend getaway, but it doesn't go well. And Joey finds out a big secret from London.
Yes. So in the last episode, let's start with like the condition that, you know, Emily gave Ross. In the last episode, he agreed to it. And then Rachel gave him advice saying, just do, you know, the condition. And then This episode, he tells her. And so It's like the plot is split into two episodes. Mm-hmm. And he tries to tell her several times. And I thought that was funny, too, because like they didn't have to like just blur it out and then have it be done with. They like carried it on several times when he was trying to tell her.
Yeah, I liked it too. I thought it was funny. So you just see like Ross trying to tell her, as Jackie said, and the first time he tries to tell her, she's reading a letter from her mom, And she finds out that Lapu died, which is a family dog, and she's so heartbroken, and so. Like, she just gets distracted by that. And Ross is like, well, I can't tell her now. You know, she's not in a state to take this news. So I thought that was funny because we find out Lapu died because he got hit by an ice cream truck and was dragged for 19 blocks.
Oh, that's so horrible for a dog. That's so horrible. And also with Lapu, you also see that the friends actually go into. So the last time the friends kind of got involved in their argument, not involved, but like they had to like leave the room. They went into Monica's room and it was the one with the break, you know, like after the break or whatever. So the friends want to give privacy to Ross and Rachel. So they go into Monica's room and we find out that there's a box already in there prepared, that Joey prepared so that in case this happens again. And when he said Rachel at the wedding, Joey was like, I hid the box in here. And I thought that was good.
I thought that was funny. And it was funny when they all went into the room, I immediately thought of the last time they went in there.
Yeah.
And I started remembering about how they were in there for a really long time and didn't have anything. And it was like, I don't know, like, I guess it's not really true, but I guess Joey realized what I was thinking and he had thought ahead and had the box there.
I know. Like they had word scramble and they had condoms to repopulate the earth, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, and they had, how you do. Didn't they have food too?
Yeah, they had candy. I think they just had candy in there.
Yeah. So I liked that part too. And it's, you know, then that whole thing happens and then they hear Rachel start crying, right? She was crying.
Yes. And then she's crying because of the dog.
Yes, not because of the news. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Phoebe says, it's Lapu right now, but it will get better. I thought that was funny.
I thought that's my favorite line. Yes. Yeah, that was good. That was good. She's like trying to comfort her. They're all trying to comfort her. But really, she's like being comforted because of the dog. So not because of Ross's news.
So then Ross and Rachel are in the coffee house and he's trying to tell her the news again. And then her nose starts bleeding.
I know. So random.
Yeah. I mean, I thankfully have never gotten a bloody nose. And
you've never gotten a bloody nose?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've gotten several from either like being sick or from being hit in the face with a ball. Cause I played sports, volleyball, softball, like all that good stuff.
Yeah, but so I don't know what really can cause it. I don't know if it's like if you have to get hit or if it's like stress or if
I think a lot of it. All of the above.
So she ended up getting it, a bloody nose, and there was a bit of joking around happening. And then does he tell her at that point?
No, he doesn't. He says, I can't see you, and then she's pulling her nose up to stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, I can't see you either. This is great. So then that's the two point. That's the two fails that he tries to tell her. And then it's the third one.
In the apartment. Where
he actually, in the apartment where he actually tells her. And then she storms out of her own apartment because she's so mad.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. It's
still Rachel like has, hard.
Yeah, Rachel has a right to be upset, but also that's his new life and that's his wife.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like the friends also are having a hard time with it as well, because they're like, I don't know if anybody can be cut out. And then that's where we learn also who Kip is.
Yes. Yeah.
So after he tells her, then she's upset, storms out. They all meet in the coffee shop. Ross goes to the restroom. Rachel walks in, and then she brings up Kip, who is a guy that used to date Monica that was living with Chandler. And they couldn't be in the same room together. So then they, then he got phased out. So she was thinking, you know, I'm going to get phased out because we're not going to be able to be in the same room together. And she accuses Phoebe to be like, she would have been the one that would have been phased out because she has no connection. She lives far away. You lived right out.
Yeah. And it's kind of sad, but also true. You kind of fear that thing of being phased out at any point in your life, whether it's your friends or whatever it is. It's so scary.
It is because everybody, and I have felt that way many times.
Yeah,
because,
of course, me too.
Like, these friends are married, they have their husbands, and then they have their kids, and then they create other mommy friends. And so you just kind of feel like you're like not included in these things, but then you are when you're with them because you're like the auntie Jackie, but like still, they have more in common with other moms than they do with me. You know what I mean? In that sense. Mm-hmm. Or like they're newly engaged or, you know, newly married. They have in common with other marriages than me because I'm not there yet. And I will be, but it's just not happened yet. So in time. But you do feel, you do feel that fear.
Yeah. I mean, I just think anything, like even in high school or like college or when you're an adult, you know, I think when you get older, you have less friends and you just have your group of core friends that you hang out with.
Yeah, and then that's Rachel's core friends, and that's what her fear is being the phased out.
So, you know, Phoebe is saying, oh, you know, let's start a group. It'll be me and me and you. And she wants to recruit Joey into this new group.
Oh, so funny. I love that they put that humor on there because it is like just like a serious topic. Everybody's bummed about it. And so it is a serious topic. And they have that humor of Phoebe and Joey, like, let's bring Joey. He's fun. Like, let's start our own group. So, and it's interesting too, like with them doing this with this group of friends, because this for 5 seasons we've been seeing them all together all the time. Mm-hmm. So to have somebody from the outside, Emily, come in and ruin that dynamic, it also brings a fear to like fans. They're like, are they really? What are they going to do? Is Jennifer Aniston going to break her contract? Well, I mean, what's going to happen and everything like that? You know, that kind of goes through for fans. Like, is it really? Because that the show is about them six together. So,
but I feel okay. What you just said, like, about her contract, like, that she not coming back, I feel like she is going to come back. Like, she has to. Mm-hmm. It's not Friends without Rachel.
Yeah, exactly. But I would imagine, like, when you're watching it back then, who knows, you know? That's, you don't know. I know what happens, but, I mean, when we do, too, because of the next episode. But, like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, the whole, I don't know, the whole Emily thing is just, I understand where Ross is coming from, but I guess, like you said, just watching this play out, I don't know if I'm liking it anymore. And we can talk more about it in the next episode. But I really like one of the funniest parts, I guess I'll just say it because when Ross walks into the coffee shop at the end of all the whole Kip conversation, Ross is walking in and Phoebe is leaving. And then Phoebe goes by Ross forever.
Forever.
I thought that was my favorite line or my favorite part in the episode.
Yeah, because she just takes it like, whatever, like, forever, I'm going to say bye to you. And it's not this big old goodbye. She's just, like, joking around about it. I thought that was good.
Yeah, so. I thought it was good, too. It's a sad situation for Ross. You can definitely tell he's moping around, and this isn't the first time we've seen him mope around. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely mopey Ross.
Oh, and mopey Ross with his Pepto-Bismol.
Yes.
And that's not the first reference from Pepto-Bismol. Remember when Rachel wore the dress, the Pepto-Bismol dress? I thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
But anyway, so there's a couple other things that happen in the episode. So let's take a break and then we'll talk about Monica and Chandler and Joey finding out about them.
Yeah.
We're right back. Mm-hmm.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, and we're back. So before we move on to Monica, Chandler, and Joey, we want to bring up, too, that we found out how far Ross and Chandler go back.
Yeah, because we never knew that they were college roommates until now. So you never really knew the connection to Chandler to Ross. You just kind of knew that Monica and Phoebe were roommates. Ross and Monica are brother and sister. But where did Chandler come about? We know Rachel knew Monica from high school, and then Joey too. Like we're Chandler. Now I guess we're just missing Joey, right?
Yeah, and we see Joey. Remember, we already saw the one that could have been in the season 3.
So now we know where they all, like, how they all intertwined together.
Yeah.
And became friends.
Yeah, and while Ross was moping around and asking for advice or leaning on friends, Joey actually gives some advice.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not really advice. It's a reality check. Yeah. You know, he tells Ross, you got married too fast. And I really heard the audience cheering at that point, because you never really hear much from the audience. Mm-hmm. It's very rare where you hear them cheering. And at this point, when Joey tells him you got married too fast, you just hear the audience kind of wanting to cheer, but also trying to keep quiet.
Yeah, because that's what we're all thinking. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have been going through this if you didn't get married so fast. So yeah. I think it was just an agreeing with, you know, that statement. Yep, you're right.
Yeah. And I mean, it's true. I mean, Ross just wanted to be married because he that's who he is.
Yeah, he's a romantic. Yeah.
But, you know, we're seeing more of a fling with Chandler and Monica. They actually decide, you know, to take it to the next step and go away for the weekend.
Yeah.
So they go away for the weekend to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do a little lying to their friends, which I thought was really funny. Monica's going to go to some food event, and Chandler is going to a conference, but they just ended up, you know, going together away for the weekend. And I thought it was really funny, the whole thing of changing rooms several times. Mm-hmm. Because what would you do in this case? You know, Monica walks in, checks out the restroom, and there's lipstick on the cup. And she says, no, we're changing rooms. Then they change rooms. They go to the other room, and they ask for a oceanfront, was it?
Yeah.
But oceanfront. It's a garden view that they have.
I would change rooms for the view. Because if we paid for an oceanfront room, I would change. But for the lipstick thing, it would irk me. But, I mean, I would just not use those cups, and I'd just, like, look – make sure everything else is okay. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't change rooms for the cup. I would change rooms for the view.
I mean, but I would also question, if I saw a dirty cup, I'd be like, ooh, did they really thoroughly clean the place? Mm-hmm. Now, we have gone to, like, hotel rooms where we got a room, and it was, what did we get? An accessible room for everyone, whether you're in a wheelchair or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't bothered by it, but we just knew that there were other nicer restrooms, but we just stayed there because we're like, well, it's not that big of a deal. The shower is going to work. But there has been times, you know, where we have complained for little things, or like asked, you know, things like that. But all in all, like, we're not high maintenance. I think too, though, like the ocean view room, if you pay for it, no, you're going to demand it. Yeah.
Yes, and especially when you want it to be like a romantic weekend, but ends up not being a romantic weekend because they keep moving rooms. I thought Monica like was a little too high maintenance in this sense. But and also Chandler was just oblivious because he was more concerned about the car chase on TV. And so the weekend didn't go well as they planned. And so they both came back saying that they went to a conference, but they both came back saying their conferences weren't great. So it was like they tried to have a nice weekend and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of funny because I think guys some guys are like that in general. I know when Caesar and I travel, he always checks out the room too, just to like check out the layout and stuff. Uh-huh. But not like in a Monica sense. He's just more of like, oh, let's see what's up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, he'll check out the room too with me. But other than that, no, I think, you know, and it's funny because he thinks that they're going to break up because, you know, I think he calls her, they're fighting over watching the TV, and Chandler says, gee, relax, mom.
Oh, that, I was like, ooh, did you hear the audience on that too? Gee, relax,
I didn't hear
mom.
It as prominently like, as the other one. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's
that's
hard because.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, you would just, the same way Monica reacted. She looked at him being like, what did you just call me?
Yeah.
She's relaxed, mom.
Yeah, I thought that was.
He realized he did something wrong.
Yeah, so they go back, and then, you know, apparently Joey gets a call saying, oh, somebody said you left an eyelash curler, right, in your room,
yes,
Chandler?
Yes.
Yeah, so he gets that call. And immediately at that point, I was like, ooh, they're going to, you know, he's going to tell him.
That.
Yeah. And so.
Joey thinks he's on a gay cruise.
Yes, Joey thinks he's on a gay cruise, which I thought was pretty funny. But then when they go into Monica's apartment, Monica says, I lost my eyelash curler.
Yeah.
And Joey makes that connection because he also realizes that they both saw Trump on the elevator.
I know. Isn't that funny when we hear like mentions of Donald Trump and like what he's become now? He's former president. So it's silly. But because doesn't he have in Jersey, doesn't he have Taj Mahal? Or is that in Atlanta?
He has
City?
Something. I don't know.
He has something. They just demolished it. It's like good riddance.
Yeah. Bye. So, I mean, I thought that was so funny. That was my favorite part where Joey just starts looking back and forth at both of them and they both take him into the room.
Oh, I know.
And he's kind of disgusted by the whole relationship.
Yeah. But then he said, no, he's, it's like mom and dad, you know, it's like you're happy for them, you're in love, but then you don't want to see it.
Yeah.
But you know what is good? So I was wondering, and maybe this is something we can like talk to another writer about, is like why they chose Joey to be the first one to find out about them. Is it because Chandler lives with Joey? Like now he has this big secret that he has to keep for a long time. And we don't find out for a little bit that, you know, when everybody else finds out. So I like that they chose him, but why in that timing? It's still the beginning of their relationship.
Yeah.
So,
Who knows? Maybe because he's known as a loyal one.
Yeah, that's true. He is very loyal. That is his personality. Okay, and the fact that they actually, for this whole thing, actually brings up too, they establish that Chandler is in a relationship with Monica. So we're in a relationship, you know?
Yeah, they're in an adult relationship because Chandler thinks they're going to break up because they had a fight.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, so this is over kind of thing. And she kind of tells him like, no, you keep going. And as you said, this is the start of their relationship. This is the whole, will you be my girlfriend moment.
Totally. And this is, and we have been leading up to this. So I like that every episode, there's like another like check mark in their relationship, mm-hmm. you know, like of them still wanting, they're not goofing around anymore. You know, when Phoebe was giving birth. And then this one, they could go out, you know, to a trip, and then they establish we're in a relationship, and then Joey finds out. So it's pretty hilarious too, throughout the series, like with Joey keeping the secret, and they play off of that. And I thought that's very good for a comedy and very good for a TV series to do that, to have that extra plot line in every episode until they all find out.
Yeah, I really like Joey's reaction. I really like how Matt LeBlanc played it off. I thought he did really great. It was comedic, definitely
so
comedic.
Good. So good, so good. But we'll see how that blossoms as well. So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Rachel gets a new neighbor and the crew has one final dinner before Emily arrives, and we find out the fate of their marriage too. So subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave us a nice comment.
Yeah, and follow us on Friends with Friends on Instagram. Until next time.
Bye.